high birds, high planes. Today is a big day. This is the birthday of someone who you may have never heard of who actually invented the computer. What? It's true. Heck, let's, I tell you what, just to warm up.
All right, we're going to test a new app. And what is the name of this app? It's not Siri, right?
Sorry?
No, I'm saying what is the name? I'm saying this. It's not Siri. What is the name of this app?
Sorry?
No, you're not. I'm saying it's not Siri. It is...
No. My name is Sorry.
Oh.
I am your virtual personal pandemic assistant.
Okay.
You can ask me anything.
All right.
For example, what is the annual average temperature in Hawaii? And do they have masks there?
That is handy.
I am the new generation of artificial intelligence. Did you happen to see the movie 2001? Hal was my uncle.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, what we're going to do here... Well, you know what a ringtone is, though, right? Ringtone?
A ringtone is the sound made by a telephone to indicate an incoming call or text message.
Right.
Would you like to download 1,000 cool ringtones for $5?
No.
Free shipping?
No. What we're going to do, though, this is called the smell tone. The idea is when people call, instead of a ringtone, will be a smell that'll be kind of indicative of who they are. I'll give an example here. Ready?
Wow. Is that the appetizing scent of a freshly baked apple pie?
Yes, it is. My grandma called, and let's see here. She said her gout is better. All right. So that's the idea. Okay. All right. You try one here. All right.
That smells like aftershave lotion.
Yes, it is. It's my nephew. Okay, very good. Can you identify it?
I will analyze it. That is the scent of Old Spice, Fiji. Should we send him a case? It is a quarantine special.
No, I don't think we should encourage him, but I'll write that Fiji. Okay, very good. All right, that's the idea. Go ahead, try one. Oh, flowers, right? Flowers?
Right. It is a message about your Father's Day gift.
Okay. Sorry. The only thing is flowers are more like for Mother's Day. Father's Day is more, a little more, manly.
Okay. Hold on a virtual second while I consult my gender-compliant holiday and other occasion gift idea suggestion list. How about this one?
Okay. Oh, I smells like a barbecue. I know. A Weber grill.
No, a fire extinguisher.
Well, it's the thought that counts. All right, what is that, more smoke? Is that weed?
Bingo, your medical marijuana pre-order is ready.
Oh,
should I mark that message unread?
Unsmelled.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. 10. Ground control 9, to Major Tom.
8, 7. Off.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. I'm the baby.
is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. And I'm floating in the most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin.
I said the Dramamine would help. Yeah, direct from outer space, David Bowie. It's 9 after the hour. Today is Tuesday, the 23rd, and week from tomorrow, July 1. It just hit me. So there you go. We are going to do some space stuff. How about forward-thinking stuff? Maybe a little bit of science stuff today. The fellow that I told the birds about is named Alan Turing, T-U-R-I-N-G, and he is widely considered to be the father of theoretical computer science and artificial intelligence. You say you never heard of him? You know what? I had only a vague idea who he was. He passed away in the early 50s. Anyway, it's his birthday today. I just saw that, and I think we're going to attempt to call the UK and see. There's an Alan Turing Institute, and I'll share a little bit of that stuff about it. Interesting, yeah, again, before Steve Jobs, before Bill Gates, before everybody. So we'll get to that today. Some other science news. I'll push the idea of maybe doing some space travel again. We're going to talk about a Mars helicopter. And here on Earth, we will join Drumspeak toward the end of the hour here, a percussionist and an innovator. So all of that going on here. And that leads me to say let's make the headlines somewhat short today. We're also going to have some baseball, so I'll cut through it. Leading the headlines, U.S. health officials will testify over the government's virus response, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert. You've seen him on TV. And Dr. Robert Redfield, who's the director of the Center for Disease Control, will speak before Congress today. We'll see what they have to say. They will likely be asked about whether they agree with President Trump, who last week claimed that the virus would simply, quote, fade away. Prime Minister Boris Johnson in the UK said that his country would lift most restrictions. And then new lockdowns were announced in Germany after an outbreak. So all that's going on here. Here in the United States, 19 clusters of the pandemic have been found in a Pentecostal church in Oregon, a strip club in Wisconsin, and in every imaginable place in between. This is the New York Times. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at least 100 people tested positive for the virus after visiting bars in the Tigerland Nightlife District, popular among Louisiana State students. At a Christian summer camp near Colorado Springs, at least 11 employees fell ill just before the season's opening. And in Las Vegas, you know, I could have predicted that. I was taken by this big photo. I think this must have been last week of these gamblers. I didn't say compulsive gamblers, did I? These gamblers who were wearing masks, crowded in to a craps table. You ever shoot craps? Let me tell you, you get to know the person next to you pretty intimately. Anyway, I'm looking at this photo, and I'm thinking, how bad do you need to get out and roll the dice? Anyway, in Las Vegas, just weeks after casinos reopened, a handful of employees from casinos, restaurants, and hotels have tested positive. And frightened workers on Monday begged guests to wear masks in a news conference conducted over a video. That was in Las Vegas. So, there we go. Trump, I should add, is suspending some employment-based visas for foreigners. That's one of the other things. He claims it'll protect American workers as the economy recovers. It won't. And finally, I won't even dip into this. A U.S. soldier allegedly gave classified information to satanic neo-Nazis with the goal of starting a new war. Should I repeat that? A U.S. soldier allegedly gave classified information to satanic neo-Nazis with the goal of starting a new war. You know, oddly enough, that's the name of my new band. It's Gary Lee and the Satanic Neo-Nazis.
See somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Ah. We'll be right back.
will be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing. So long sailing. Bye-bye.
Oh, me again? Bobby Darin. No, I was trying to call somebody here. 17 after the hour here. On the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show from Bleat Network, which is bleat.network. I tried just... This is... I say, if we did like a reality satire, people trying to call the UK. So I tried again to call the United Kingdom to talk to the Alan Turing Institute. This is the fellow who's got a birthday today. I thought we'd chat a little bit about, you know, artificial intelligence. I want you to know that I did a fair amount of research yesterday. One thing I did not know is that you actually have to dial. There's a different protocol when you're dialing from a cell phone overseas, at least to the UK. Where's my notes here? This is public service here. So to start to go out of the country, you dial 011 from a landline. But if you're on a cell phone, you dial a plus. And then the area code of the country, the UK's area code, by the way, is 44. I'm sorry, the country code is 44. Our country code is 1 here in the United States. Right? And then you go, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's 10 digits after that. Anyway, I have... successfully gotten through to their answering machine yesterday. So happy birthday to Alan Turing, an interesting guy. If nothing else, go and check him out. We're going to talk more about that. Provided a formalization of the concepts of an algorithm and computation with something called the Turing machine. It's considered a model of a general-purpose computer, and this is way, way before Steve Jobs and Bill Gates. So anyway, all right, happy birthday to Alan Turing. I bring this up, you know, President Trump is so anti-science, and, you know, what a moment to just think about people that are trying to make life better by using their brains and inventing things and stuff like that there, so... there you go for Alan Turing. Now, I have some other good news if I could. Well, we were saying that there's no sports, but that might be changing, you know. It could.
everybody. No, I was long inside. Oh, this guy's flying. Come on, Blue Bear down. The boss. I saw him play in Wrigley Field, and he was he was as good as he ever gets. It's true. Chicago Dateline, Ed Howard could not contain his smile 6 years ago during a rally in Chicago to celebrate the Jackie Robinson West team that reached the Little League World Series Finals. Cubs president of baseball operations Theo Epstein had a message for young players. This is 6 years ago. Epstein said, "We'll see you in the draft." And Howard grinned. Well, that dream came true. The Cubs have announced that they signed Ed Howard, and that's good news. This kid's from Chicago. Went to Mount Carmel. Anyway, that's baseball news to start, and let's have some more here. I believe we have Microphone Jones on the line here. MJ.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I thought Bruce Springsteen did take me out to the ball game, and there it was. So that was good. So, baseball, and you're up on more on this than I am, and I see that the Major League, MLB, wants to do a 60-game season that they're talking about. You see that?
Yeah, they definitely said 60 games with, like, 10 playoff games,
mm-hmm.
something like that. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so what do we normally play, 162, something like that? Is that right?
It's close to it, yeah.
So, it's 100 less. Okay. That's only four more than a regular college baseball season. And it says here the prorated equivalent of a six-game NFL season. So that is going to be announced or not. The latest that I have, after 4 p.m. today on Tuesday, the players have to agree to report to the camps by July 1. That's a week from tomorrow, MJ. You knew that? July 1st? I just woke up and saw that.
Yeah.
Wow.
This year is flying by.
I know. So anyway, they have to make the decision, and they'll do that today. Again, the players have to agree to report to camps a week from tomorrow and agree to health and safety protocols. So. That's the deal. Rob Manfred, who's a commissioner of baseball, said that after the MLB Players Association executive board rejected the first owner proposal. So what do you think? Is this going to happen or not?
Hopefully. I hope it does. It seems like it would be a good thing for everybody with the MLB to kind of start off with the sports and bring – society back the way that it used to be, hopefully, kind of, in a sense.
That's going to do it. Bring society. What's going to take to bring society back? Everything is baseball. No, you're exactly you.
Yeah, so do they have some things that they got going on, like the players that's not playing have to sit in the stands and be 6 feet away from each other? Then there's no spitting, no chewing tobacco.
No spitting?
You know, certain things.
Oh, forget it, really? There's no spitting?
Yeah.
Well, you may as well have a designated hitter in the National League.
Oh man, then they're going back to like the what was it? The minor league rules too.
Yeah.
They have in some of the innings, like half innings, they're gonna put a designated runner on second base.
No, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, it's Microphone Jones on the line here. It's 25 after the hour. I think we're a little inside baseball. We're talking about minor league ball, but yeah, they pull it's like not really little league, but they try to get everybody in. So they do pull the runner and put it in a pinch runner. They're going to do that in MLB ball.
Yeah. The last person who makes the last out in the last inning is going to be the person who goes to the second base.
Is that right? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Is there a dizzy bat contest here? No. Well, listen, I shouldn't poke fun. This is however they do this, I'm in favor, you know. I mean, kind of.
I think every man in America.
Yeah. And woman.
Yeah. There's a lot of women that like sports too.
Yeah.
But I think everyone would love to see some type of sports.
Yeah.
On the TV.
Well, I mean, as you said, make this work. And if they do, then you're right. We'll have an NFL season, an NBA season, and all that other stuff. All right, that's good. You're more of a Sox fan, I think. I don't even know what the Sox are doing. Did they do a draft yet? Do we even know that? I don't think I saw anything.
I don't know. I didn't see anything yet. Yeah. But I did see the Cubs get the guy from Mount Carmel.
Yeah. I just read his thing. That's the great thing. This kid is, let's see here. Again, 6 years ago, Theo Epstein said, "We'll see you in the draft," and it came. The dream came true. He said he's going to be a role model. That deal was for this kid from Mount Carmel, $3,745,000, number 16 pick. So it's going to be a picture of him in Mount Carmel, right?
They might change the field name.
That sounds good. All right, well, so we're feeling good. What else are you doing these days?
Not too much. Today I got a daddy's daycare going on, daddy/uncle daycare, watching the kids while the women go out to work. Just spending time with family.
Daddy daycare.
Yeah.
That's where they tie you up. You know, they say, let's play a game, you know, and you wind up in some weird thing. And I that's an old I Love Lucy episode. I forgot. But I'm picturing you doing that. I know you're.
No, I'm definitely. I got the duct tape and all four of them. Duct tape to the wall. CPS, please. I'm joking.
Listen. You give those kids a squeeze, all right? And I'll see you at the baseball game. We hope. We pray. You know.
Yeah. You could definitely sit on the couch and watch
the. I'm with you. All right, man. Be well. We're going to pray. We're going to pray the sports thing happens again. We're going to make funny noises, too.
Trying to work on the dots. Union's been on strike.
John Bon Jovi on the Pandemic Pirate Show. Artist rarely used on an alarm clock. I don't know why, but we thought we'd wake you up there. It's 23 after the hour. I don't know why we keep hearing these beats. I've turned off every possible alert here. I was talking to somebody the other day saying something really serious, and we hear it beep. So we're gonna get serious in just a couple of seconds here. I keep plugging Alan Turing, who's got a birthday today. We talk about innovation and things like that. One of the things that's, to me, happening in the world of innovation is people creating music in new ways. We're going to join a fellow whose name is Drum Speak in a few minutes here, and we'll talk about what he does and play some of his music there. So, and actually, as I look at all the things that are happening, about this. Listen, I'm a boomer, you know, and the boomers, the big moment in our life was seeing a TV set in school. And the first time that that ever happened was when we were watching some astronaut blast off, and we would count down together. Anyway, I was thinking about all that and how that sort of energized people. I don't know. I think the space program created jobs. I know we got Teflon out of that, I read somewhere. Anyway, how about this? As part of its next mission to Mars, leaving Earth this summer, the space agency NASA is going to attempt to do something that's never happened before. They're going to fly a helicopter on Mars. I love this. I do. I'm sorry. It's a small helicopter. And if it happens, it's going to open a new way for future robotic explorers to get a bird's eye view of Mars and other worlds in the solar system. Now, you know what? I'm actually vaguely related to the Wright brothers, and they quote somebody here. This is very analogous to the Wright brothers, but on another planet. Says Mimi Ong, who's a project manager over there. Flying on Mars, not trivial. There's not much air there. Yeah, on the surface, the atmosphere is 1/100th as dense as Earth. Anyway, I'm gonna monitor that. Planetary scientists, they say, are no longer staring at just one spot. They get a rover to drive across the land, and you get the helicopter. I think this is very cool. Ingenuity is the name of that helicopter. So, here. All right. I'm sorry. What's on TV these days? You wouldn't rather see somebody landing on the moon? I know I would. You know. I'm supposed to hear a message from the mayor there. I don't know why that didn't happen. Let me just see here. Mayor Lightfoot, she said we're okay so we could go out again. All right, well, you got it. That's what she had to say. But let's you and me listen to this. Hang on. This poor fellow, my next guest, every time I touch anything with his hands on it, it's wrong. All right, and a one and a two. This is the music of Drum Speak. That is the music of Drum Speak, all one word, D-R-U-M-S-P-E-A-K. What was the name of that? We're going to find out right now. Drum.
Hello.
Hello. What was the name of that? I never pronounce it correctly.
It's Bogachiel.
Bogachiel.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's named after a river in the Pacific Northwest,
uh-huh.
in the Olympic National Park. My brother and I camped on it. So
is that right?
So that whole project's kind of inspired by road trips.
Drumspeak is joining us again. We had an odd thing happen. You were on a while ago, and we were trying to had all kinds of technical problems. We didn't record your thing, and luckily, though, I've had my complete memory loss since then. I don't remember what you asked, what I asked, or what you said. So we kind of do the same thing again. You've been doing this for a while, and I wanted to talk a little bit about innovation, and that's kind of a theme today. You play these instruments, the electronic instruments. You do all of that yourself. Is it all multi-tracked? Obviously, it is, right?
Yeah, it is. And you know, I use Logic Pro, which is which there's a lot of different ones, and some have pros, some have cons.
Right.
But that's just sort of what I've gotten used to. And then also I have a mic down here in my basement. That's actually where I'm in the stew right now in my bedroom. But that last one you heard, you actually heard some live bongos and live drum set.
Yeah.
That I layered on to like the electronic drums, which I think gives a nice little texture.
I love this idea. You know, we call this show here Pirate Radio. I love the idea of you broadcasting from your basement.
You know, just, yeah.
We're all going to – I'll be over – if you know, if they drop the big one, I'll be over with canned goods and we'll hang out. the first musical influence for you was what? Was it a live band or you heard what a Moog synthesizer was or what went on there?
I'd say if we really went back – we would always, I have two older siblings and my parents are still together. So, on Sundays we'd have waffles. My dad would make waffles, kind of a classic thing. But he'd play.
Oh, now I'm going to cry.
He'd play the three artists that I really remember the most, like first were the Beatles, Louis Armstrong, and female artist, Angelique Kidjo.
Yeah.
And so those are sort of the three first influences, which is kind of funny, because Angelique Kidjo is a Swahili artist, and all of her music has a lot of drums.
Yeah.
And then Louis, you know, I really like jazz, and I got into jazz when I was younger, and you know, the Beatles are just sort of tried and true.
It's really odd, you know. I play a Louis Armstrong to end the show every day, the same song, "Wonderful World." Really interesting you mentioned him. What an innovator! I wish people knew the whole story with him going back to the 20s. So
yeah,
I mean, good on you for bringing him up.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely one of my favorite. My dad's still always playing it, and it just sort of takes me back to when I was a kid. So,
I was gonna ask you. So when you're trying to replicate, I don't know, anything, bongos or you know, any kind of drums. You're doing it electronically. Are you replicating? Are you trying to get a, you know, this was a bongo drum in real life, or these were congas, and I'll try to do it electronically, or is it kind of the other way around?
So that's a good question. It kind of depends. So you can, I do have some like electronic, like African drum kits and Latin drum kits and such that have congas and bongos and a lot of hand drums like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can try to sort of go with like a natural sounding thing where the listener might think that, oh, he's actually playing it.
Yeah.
But if you add a lot of effects, it's pretty fun. You could sort of like distort the sounds and make it sound like something entirely different.
Uh-huh.
It just sort of depends while you're doing it, because you can sort of get into a hole of just adding effects, and then you listen back and you're like, yeah, that's not – I don't know that that's the sound I was going for. I was just sort of having fun exploring.
Do you play with GarageBand at all?
So that Logic Pro is kind of like the paid version above GarageBand.
Okay.
So very similar in like in the look and sort of the way you use it.
Uh-huh.
Just has a couple extra features.
I play, you know, maybe, I don't know, two, three instruments really, really poorly. But when I looked at GarageBand, I thought, oh, my ship is coming. Look, I'm going to play a cello, man. So, I mean, but it some assembly required, you know. That's not, you can't just jump in, right, and compose. You think? Maybe you did.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of, you know, it just sort of, you got to sort of put some time into it.
Yeah.
You know, if I played you the first beats I made, or like the first 2 years worth, maybe, even of the music I was making, it sounds a lot different now.
Yeah.
So
how,
you
why?
Start somewhere.
What's different? You just better at it, or more what? How did it change?
I think sonically it sounds more clean, and just like overall, like it'll play better on more speakers.
Yeah.
So like the mixing aspect of that, I think I've gotten better at, and the mastering, as best I can do,
yeah,
has improved as well.
It's really interesting. You know, we had a guest on a couple of weeks ago who's the CEO of an outfit called Sweetwater. I'm almost guessing you might know who they are. They make they have all band equipment and amps and all junk in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Anyway, just talking to him, he started way back when in a VW microbus with a TAC tape deck, and now he's in an era when everything is so. It's everything's state of the art, you know. I mean, nobody even has a bad pair of headphones anymore. You know, it's all cool, right? I remember I had a pair of headphones that like wore out. It was like they turned into a sponge. But I'm just saying that the demand for not only accurate sound, but just the stuff is better. And not only is it better, you got to learn how to work it. So part of that, from you're younger than you're a lot younger than I am, and I think that works in your favor, right?
Yeah, to some degree, that's probably true. It's actually kind of interesting, like, that you bring that up, because overall, like, we do have state-of-the-art technology,
mm-hmm.
And you can really make sound sound perfect almost in an artificial sense.
Right.
And I feel like lately some people of my generation have sort of tried to go back and emulate some of the raw sound from, like, the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And the imperfections that come with that, and I feel like I'm kind of somewhere in between there, because I like to put like vinyl sounds in my music, and I do sometimes I'll play a piano, but instead of making it sound really good, I'll degrade it and make it sound sort of like old school in a way.
Yeah, I tell people that was intentional on my stuff. They say it sounds degraded, but listen,
exactly.
14 before the hour here. This is Drum Speak. You know the Kinks, I'm pretty sure. All right, I don't know if you knew this. They got that one of the sounds that they got. They took a razor blade and cut the speaker. They slashed the speaker and the actual casing, the paper part.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they got that weird rattly effect. So what you were just talking about. It's kind of a retro. It's like you bring it up to state of the art and then bring it back a little bit. So.
Right, exactly, yeah, and it makes it feel, I don't know, more authentic in a way. But, you know, there's probably someone on the other side who disagrees, but...
No, we don't like them. let me play another piece of yours, and we'll get a chance to chat a little bit about it here. Let me ask you, before I do that, what's the oddest... I talk to the birds in the morning. Do you put birds in some of your, wildlife sounds? Any of that stuff show up in any of your music? What's the word? Do you?
Definitely, yeah. I use my phone. I use the voice memo.
Uh-huh.
And I'll record all kinds of city sounds, but also nature sounds too.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun. Adds a nice layer.
Yeah. What's the oddest instrument that you've either used or tried to duplicate with your electronic stuff?
What do you mean exactly by that?
Well, something odd. I mean, it's not a guitar. Maybe it's oboe or something, a tuba. I mean, something that's sort of, beyond the ordinary mix for what you do.
I'll put some like male choirs.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And I'll, because I do have a couple choirs, and if you don't add effects to it, it sounds pretty artificial. But
right.
If you add enough, but it's great because you kind of have any kind of instrument that you want. Like yesterday, I was playing with a friend, and we were using a clav. You remember clavs?
Yeah.
I know they're big back in sort of in the
C L A V E.
Yeah.
I thought that was Clave until just now.
Oh, Clave. No,
no. I think it's clave. I don't know. No, of course
I was thinking of clave, like the percussion instrument.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of like anything you feel like trying out, you can. It's pretty cool.
I just love this whole idea here. All right, well let's play one. This is called, I think it's called Pilias. Is that right?
Yeah.
Tell the story of that.
So it's a Chinese money plant. I have them all over my house. They're just really, really pretty plant. I look it up. You've probably seen it. Mm-hmm. But that's like the Latin name, I believe. I don't guess.
It's that round. It's like it looks like a coin almost. The leaf, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Apuleius. All right. And that is the name of the money plant, and also this one. Here's drum speak. The music of drum speak. We have an odd karma here. I just had another phone failure. I had him on hold. We were going to chat a little bit more, and we lost that connection. So, sorry about that. I'll tell you what, though. We'll play another piece, and we'll give you a chance to check his stuff out. It's on our website, which is bleat.network. Bleat.network. Almost all the interviews we do and the stuff like that shows up there. It's posted. So, yeah, drum speak. Interesting stuff. Come on, though. Some people can do it and some people can't. I thought GarageBand was mystifying to me, but apparently not to him. So, it's 9:00 PM. This is Tuesday, the 23rd of June. Tomorrow is a week from tomorrow is the first day of July. And ever since the COVID thing happened, I'm just disoriented. I always get up and look at a calendar every morning, and I keep wanting to say, no, that's not it. It can't be. It's another page. No. So, anyway, here's something that... I'm going to throw out as a topic. I'm trying to get you to, if you have a second, you can't call me right now, or you can't call me during the 9 to 10 Central Time window live. You can leave us a voicemail, and it's a free one, 844-220-3300. That's a free that's a freebie. Leave us a voicemail, or if you want, you can make a cut a voice memo. Drum Speak was talking about that, and you can attach that to radioanything@gmail.com. Where is that alert coming from? I'm going to have to get into this. Funny, we should have heard that tone. I was just going to make a note here. The New York Times asking, I think this is a great topic. I'd love to hear your input on this. Are companies more productive in a pandemic? Many claim that their employees are hyper-efficient while working from home, but there are social and emotional costs to ambition in isolation. So, what about that? I thought that'd be interesting to talk about. You know, I've been working at home, you know, off and on, really, before a lot of people did that. You know, between jobs, you have a radio thing. I have a desk with a couple, you know, clean pair of socks, you know, when the phone call comes. But, you know, the point is that I've had a kind of a home office for a really long time, and I realized that as we did this whole COVID lockdown and companies are trying to get their employees safe and doing this work from home, that's really new to a lot of people. And I'm wondering if we could get some thoughts about that. What's the weirdest thing that, you know, you've dealt with? I know, yes, we suddenly I'm not wearing pants to work. I get it. But aside from that, I don't know. I always think that to some extent, the offices, the institutions, they make it worse. You know, the endless meetings. You know, I just think when people get a chance to work efficiently and do their own thing, that brings out the best. So, yeah, what about that? More productive in a pandemic? Your company, the company you work for, how is that change? I'll tell you where I'm going with this. You know, this virus thing is going to be over. It's not permanent. And at some point, we're gonna look back on this time and say, what did we learn? What can we take away from it? And I have a feeling that even after, you know, every office in America, every office in the world is declared germ-free, that everybody comes back, I think we're going to learn from some of the things that we did during the COVID here, how, you know, just how we made it more efficient, how we dealt with, you know, how we did it with the handcuffs on, one hand tied behind our back. I think that's an interesting angle. We'll talk about more about that if you would. Yeah, leave me a note. 844-220-3300, toll free. Tell me what you think. So I thought that's a good one. Maybe we could exchange. There's a well-known horrible human being who's a right-wing terrible talk show host who actually started one of the shows that he did using pretty much that same format. People would call in, leave a voicemail, and he'd come on the air, play the voicemail, and yeah, you know, so the except for being a fascist, we don't want to adopt that, but basically that's the way some of these shows start. So I thought that would be an interesting way to go back and forth. All right, radio is different than it used to be, and we're going to figure it out together. So, yeah. Anyway, one more time, radioanything@gmail.com. And that toll-free number, it's 844-220-3300. And I think that's it. We wish a belated happy birthday to Alan Turing. Simply look him up, T-U-R-I-N-G. I think we always have a chance to learn in times of unusualness. So that's why I throw out stuff like that. All right. Hey, thanks, Drum Speak. We will have you on again. Thanks for the music. We'll put some up on the website. And did I say thanks to you for listening? This live cast produced by Natasha Rodriguez in Chicago.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dog say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow
so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more.